there's been a lot more tension brought to light at the state level, where a lot of the funding takes place out of the Department of Aging and Independent Living, and some of the General Assembly members are getting more involved with that. I think our committee reached out to our leadership and our legislators a lot in the last few days. I think as other districts get close to that reality that they got to close business or stop doing it like they've been doing it, it's going to be more pressure put on individuals that can make that decision to hopefully extend it into the next General Assembly starting in January.